BC's provincial deficit is set to reach a record of almost $11.6 billion this year, according to a revised financial estimate from the BC government. And unlike what was initially forecast in March's annual budget, it is not expected to come down anytime soon after a major chunk of money was lost due to the removal of the carbon tax. Finance Minister Brenda Bailey provided the first quarterly report since the budget on Monday, September 15. This revised forecast for the deficit is $665 million higher than was initially projected in the March budget. The total budget for the 2025-26 fiscal year is almost $95 billion. The outlook for this year would be worse had the government not used an accounting technique to put BC's share of the massive tobacco settlement, which will actually be delivered over the next 18 years, on the books this year, providing a $2.7 billion boost. Bailey also updated the rest of the three-year fiscal plan, with a significantly larger deficit increase projected for next year. The 2026-27 deficit is now projected at more than $12.6 billion, up from a budget forecast of $10.2 billion. The year after that, it is now forecast at almost $12.3 billion, up from nearly $9.9 billion. The most significant revision comes from the removal of consumer carbon tax revenue, which was included in the initial budget despite the government already having preliminary plans in place to remove the tax when the budget was first released in March. This accounted for more than $2.8 billion in projected lost revenue this year. Bailey pointed out that the commitment to remove the tax was contingent on the federal government removing its version of the tax, something which was not announced until after the provincial budget was released. This delayed the province's final decision. If you look at the timelines of those decisions, you see that it does not align with our budgeting timelines, she said. So the decision hadn't been made, and it wasn't reflected in the budget. The lost revenue from the carbon tax will continue to have an impact, costing the province more than $3.1 billion next year and more than $3.4 billion the year after. All told, the province's total debt is now projected to hit roughly $155.3 billion at the end of this year, which is actually down from a projected $156.6 billion at budget, rising to $185.7 billion in 2026-27 and $212.9 billion the following year. Finance Minister Brenda Bailey speaks in Victoria September 15, 2025, providing the first quarterly report since the budget was released in March. Mark Page, Black Press Media. Accounting Questions. BC. Conservative finance critic Peter Milobar took issue with the decision to include $2.7 billion from the tobacco settlement in this year's budget. What we see moving forward is a government that's desperate to try to paint a picture that is better than it actually is, he said. Bailey said this was standard accounting procedure and that these decisions were made by ministry staff, not her. None of them were made at a political level, she said. The accounting treatment is made by people in finance who are accountants, which is appropriate. Bailey also said it is abnormal and difficult for a government to oversee its accounts using cash-on-hand numbers, rather than overall accruals. But Milobar pointed out that Alberta has only put a portion of the settlement toward this year's budget, based on the year's payout. BC has only received $936 million so far as part of that initial payout. Bottom line is, the deficit is really closer to that $13.5 to $14.5 billion, Milobar said. Economic headwinds. While the finance minister blamed uncertainty in the global economy for creating challenges that the province is not immune to, she also argues the province is weathering the economic headwinds created by U.S. tariffs better than expected. That being said, growth in BC's gross domestic product is down from a projected 1.8% to 1.5%, personal income tax revenue is down $65 million, and sales tax revenue is down $174 million. Reflecting a 5.6% drop in home sales for the year to date, property transfer tax revenue is down $247 million. Bailey called this a double-edged sword because lower prices help new home buyers but decrease government revenue. The end of the carbon tax cost the province roughly $3 billion per year, but Bailey called it an affordability measure that would eventually pay off by boosting the province economically. She defended this view even though current gas prices are very close to what they were when the carbon tax was removed. In Victoria, the average price of a litre of gas just before the removal of the carbon tax on April 1 was 182.5 cents per litre. It hit 185.7 in recent days. It sure would be a lot higher had the carbon tax not been removed, and we'd be having the supply chain challenges that we have right now, she said, referring to refinery issues in the United States that have reportedly caused a recent price surge. Meanwhile, the government is trying to find savings elsewhere. The province has frozen new hiring for many types of positions and is actively laying off workers in select program areas. Bailey said the government has reduced the size of the public service by 850 workers, mostly by not hiring new people when others quit or retire. The finance minister said more savings will be revealed in future quarterly updates as this and other efficiency measures, such as reducing travel costs and other expenses, take effect. But the government can only do so much to control increasing labor costs. Another budgetary wrinkle will be the cost of the coming pay increase for public sector workers. With every major public sector union in negotiations for new collective bargaining agreements, the pay issue is far from settled, and the main public service union is already taking job action. The government is offering 3.5% over 2 years, while most of the unions, including the BC General Employees Union, which is taking strike action in response, are seeking 4% this year and 4.25% next year. Bailey said the government has set aside money for the eventual pay increase, but would not reveal the amount.